This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube. No, I don't want to update this computer. Relax. Good gracious. I'm Craig Hoffman. That's Anthony Haney. I'm tired, Anthony.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm tired right now. I've been going. I got up this morning, ate, worked out, came back, showered. Packed a protein shake, got in the car, got on my horse, my car, went to ESA. We were at the Mystics game this morning, the preseason game. Then we came here, taped an interview with someone, and now like an interview for them, not for me, not for the show. All of our interviews are live today. And we got a bunch of them, including Todd McShay coming up at 4:30. Russell just talked to Bill. Pretty cool. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. If you missed that, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. And now we have 3 hours of live radio. I also, Anthony, was just very confused because our show folder today, like where we put all our stuff, I created a folder and it's 5-6, as in May 6th, because the last folder that we had is 5-5. It's the 7th. And I had a mini momentary mental freak out. No! Shut up. We had a momentary mental freak out. Because I was like, oh, I got to change the date on the YouTube stream. I said it was 5-7. Wait, no, today is the 7th. Anthony, we didn't work yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out why you're tired. Because me, on the other hand, Craig, I'm well rested. I'm energized. I was in here dancing with AMAC earlier, you know, showing him some moves.
What'd you guys do?
What'd you say?
What'd you guys do? What kind of moves?
Well, he was asking me what kind of dance moves are for millennials or like middle-aged millennials. And I was like, teach me how to Dougie for sure.
Yeah.
But then you include the drop, the nene, the whip, the yeet, the, I forgot the name of this one. Kill him, the terrio. So, yeah, I was giving him a little refresher on some of the dance moves.
Because is he a Gen Z?
No, he's a millennial.
He's just a younger millennial, even younger than you.
Well, he's a year older than me, actually.
Oh.
I think I'm the youngest because I'm the last 6 months of being considered a millennial.
Are you really that tight to the
96, line? Man, 81 to 96. Yep.
Interesting. Speaking of interesting, what the hell horse race? What was Russell doing? We got like, I don't even know what this is called.
I don't either. That's interesting though.
Some kind of horse racing where you got people behind the horses and they're like being pulled in carts. We're gonna change that. We're gonna. Watch something else. Maybe we'll put a little NFL live on. That's They're going to be talking about the Cowboys. We're going to talk about the Cowboys coming up at 5 o'clock. They, of course, traded for George Pickens today. Our pal Mike Leslie from WFAA, the ABC affiliate down in Dallas, is going to join us. But we're going to start talking not about why I'm tired or millennial dance moves or anything else, Anthony, although I guess technically we did start that way. We're going to jump in earnest into the show, talking a little NBA. And we'll save the Warriors game for 5 minutes or you know, whatever the next segment is, 8 minutes from now. But, Cleveland. Cleveland. Also, no home team has won yet in the second round of the playoffs.
Nope.
We are entering day three of the second round of the playoffs tonight.
Yep.
So you've had the Celtics lose at home to the Knicks.
Yep.
The Cavs have lost to the Pacers twice.
Yep.
And then last night, the T-Wolves lost to a mostly Steph Curry-less Warriors.
Yep.
And they're going to face a Steph Curry-less Warriors coming up. We'll talk more about that again in a few minutes. But the Pacers were down 17. 17.
22.
It got up to 22?
No. They were down 20.
Oh, but they were down 17 going into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back. And they needed to miss a free throw intentionally. And then they did. And Tyrese Halliburton got his own rebound. A mortal sin on a fifth grade basketball team. Who's got the shooter? I don't know. No one wearing a what do they call it? Wine and burgundy uniform. That's the Cavs colors. Not a single one of them. He gets the ball back. Bang, bang. Hits a three. Take your overrated chance. Shove them where the sun don't shine. And I actually had this thought. I was texting a little bit with our guy, Zach Harper, over the last couple of days of watching Hoops and thinking back to the conversation that Zach and I had a month or 3 weeks ago talking about the NBA draft lottery and how we should be incentivizing teams to win. And if they fall short, like you shouldn't be like, oh, sorry, you get a crappy lottery pick. It should be like, oh, you just fell short. Let's see what happens if we give you a young superstar with a top pick in the draft. And let's not even unweight the lottery. Let's reverse weight the lottery. Could you imagine if like the Pacers had another star, how good they would be? Because all they've done is taken the picks that they've got. One, they hit on Tyrese Halliburton in a way nobody thought Tyrese Halliburton could be hit upon. He's a genuine, you know, all NBA second team type of player. He's awesome. And then they've taken a whole bunch of guys who are really athletic, play really hard, that are just good basketball players. They're well-coached. Nobody seems to have a huge ego, except for they collectively have an enormous ego. They believe they can beat anyone. And they just go out and we're not scared anytime, anywhere. And I don't know if the Pacers can win a championship. I'm pretty sure they're not good enough to win a championship. But man, are they going to always get the most out of their roster. And I think that is just so tremendously fun. And really, frankly, not, you want championships as a sports fan, but if you can't guarantee a championship, that's what you want. You want a team that's going to go out and play as hard as they possibly can, that you're going to have a lot of fun watching. And the Pacers tick every single box along that.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about the Pacers, because they don't get away from their identity. All yesterday when they were down 20, the broadcast team, your guy Spiro Dedis, they kept on saying, oh, this team can't, you know, win off the dribble. They just play team basketball. And guess what? In the fourth quarter, when the Cavs had not a lot in the tank and they weren't able to get around them screens and, you know, they were giving up threes and things of that nature, it ended up, you know, working for the Pacers. And it's just a testament to, like, who they are. Like, they didn't get away from, like, their identity and just being able to – I mean, at the end, I just understood it's four quarters in the game. Like, those first three quarters, they definitely got outplayed. But Donovan Mitchell wore down. That's why at the end of the game, when you saw him not box out Tyrese Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton gets his own offensive rebound, and he hits the shot at the end. It's just like, it's four quarters. Donovan Mitchell clearly needs help because his 48 wasn't enough. But, you know, hopefully they get, you know, their guys back in game three.
I mean,
if they don't, they're in trouble.
Think of the sentence you just said. His 48 points are not enough.
It wasn't. I
mean, come on. We gotta get some help. We gotta get some help. For Donovan Mitchell. But that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, we think we know what's going to happen in certain playoff series, and then injuries have a massive effect because the help for Donovan Mitchell is Darius Garland. He's out. Evan Mobley last night. Out. Like, you are missing DeAndre Hunter. Like, you are missing two borderline all-stars in Garland and Mobley. And a guy that's making, how much is DeAndre Hunter making?
I don't know, but he's been a great piece. I don't know, they won like 12 straight games when they first acquired him.
Yeah, he's real good. DeAndre Hunter contract. He signed a four-year, $90 million extension with the Hawks a couple years ago. Like, just a really, really genuinely good basketball player. And a guy that plays both ends of the floor, but can create shots if you need reliable knockdown shooter. Like, of course this Cleveland team is struggling. The fact that they won, or that they were up 20, is a testament to how great Donovan Mitchell was last night. But at the end of the day, you gotta have your talent. Indiana's found a way to keep theirs on the floor. Cleveland's hurt, and now they're gonna need to win four of five games, including three on the road, if they're gonna to advance on to the Eastern Conference Finals in a season where they were the dominant number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The Warriors have been stunningly good in the playoffs without Steph Curry over their history, but is this team going to be able to do what they did last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves without Curry, who's out for the next week with a hamstring strain? We will discuss what we saw last night and what we can expect moving forward next, before Todd McShay joins us talking about why he was so fond of the Commanders draft, coming up at 4:30.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Todd McShay is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes here on the show. Of course, McShay with the Ringer now. He is an NFL draft analyst for years with ESPN. And he was one of the first people in the aftermath of the NFL draft to be like, yo, no one's talking enough about what the Commanders did. So why is he so high on what Washington did, what Adam Peters did? We'll talk to McShay coming up in just a little bit. But last night, as we wrap up our NBA talk here off the top of the show, Steph Curry goes down middle of the second quarter for the Warriors. Just feels a little twinge in his hamstring, and tries to shake it out. Doesn't shake out because it's strained. And he ultimately asks out of the game and is like, hey, Steve, I need someone to come play. And it's reported by Shams Charania earlier today from ESPN that he is not only not going to play in game two, but he's out for at least a week. So that is the latest on that. But despite that, Anthony, the Warriors win and win handedly. They win 99-88 in what is obviously a pretty putrid offensive game all around. The Wolves in this game shot 5 of 29 from 3. Just some horrid shooting performances in a couple of these games. 5 of 29, that's after the Celtics. The Celtics missed 45 threes in their game one loss to the Knicks. And to me, the way the Warriors won this is actually the most interesting thing, Anthony, because if they can be great defensively, they can win this series without Curry. If it becomes a shootout and Anthony Edwards is starting to go crazy, you need Curry scoring. And last night, by the way, they were plus 10 in 13 minutes with Curry on the floor. He went 5 of 9 and hit 3 threes on 6 attempts. So, like I said going into the series, after he was on the in the Amen Thompson clamps for the Houston series, he was going to feel like a free man. And sure enough, he's literally firing up a 3 every other minute in this game, and then he gets hurt. So from a scoring standpoint, this is going to hurt a lot. But if you're telling me we're replacing Curry with Moses Moody and Gary Payton II, and defensively you're just going to be a really, really nasty team that then offensively is running your stuff through Jimmy Butler, slowing it down, get him the ball in the mid post, Buddy Hield's running all over the place cutting. Like, that's a formula that you can take one of the next three games with. And if you get back to game five at 2-2 and Curry comes back, now you got to win 2 out of 3 to win the series. And they certainly can do that. It's not ideal. 2 of those 3 games would be on the road, but they just won on the road without him. So that's kind of where I'm at going into this. This is obviously a huge bummer, but considering how they won, if they can repeat 90% of the performance defensively, I actually think they can be okay. And you know, they're going to play very differently, but there's a path here.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at the game, the Timberwolves' last game against the Lakers, they didn't shoot the ball extremely well. So I think Minnesota, they've shown that they can overcome, you know, shooting woes. But their last two games, Craig, going 12 for 76 from three.
Did you see when Dave McMenamin asked Ant about, there was him and Julius Randle in the postgame, and Anthony Edwards' face almost fell off of his face?
It's ridiculous.
He was just like, mouth just jaw dropped. Randle just starts laughing, and they start looking, and he's just like, oh my God. And McMenamin's laughing, asking the question. He's like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, these are the stats. And they're like, damn, it didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, so they've definitely been shooting the ball well, including Anthony Edwards. And in the first half, he only had 1 point. He went 0 for 8 from the field, and it's because he was settling all jump shots, Craig. Second half, he turned it up more downhill. And even, like, in the fourth quarter, we saw Rudy Gobert getting a little involved. So I think the Timberwolves, they're going to focus on, you know, attacking the paint, just because, again, the Golden State Warriors are undersized. The tallest guy, 6'7". Kevon Looney, when he steps on the floor, he's 6'9". But they are a small team, and settling for threes, especially if you're missing, only goes in the favor of the Golden State Warriors. So I think they're going to have to adjust their game plan, and that's the good thing about series. Like, we got to see, like, what team adjusts and, you know, how they can, you know, take advantage of those adjustments.
Quentin Post becomes a really interesting guy, the Golden State rookie, who can provide them a little bit of offense because he can shoot it.
Yeah.
And provides them size.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wonder, I know this sounds weird, but, like, instead of saying, all right, we're going to put Moses Moody in the starting lineup, do you just play Post? Like, does your starting lineup become Green, Butler, Post, Hield, Pajemski, and say, we'll trust Pajemski and Butler and Draymond? Like, Draymond plays point forward anyway.
Yeah.
It keeps us, and now all of a sudden we're, like, really big. The Pajemski is your smallest guy, and he's typically playing a two guard anyway. But you just go that route and say, we get a little extra shooting on the floor. We're going to play some inverted pick and roll stuff, or some pick and pop stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can do if you're Steve Kerr to try to take some different swipes at this. Obviously, Looney is a more traditional big. You know, last night he's got 6 rebounds in 14 minutes. You know you can count on him. You have the Kuminga card you can play if you want just more scoring punch, period. And then you have Moody if you just want to get really, really, really defensive. Moody was minus 14 in 9 minutes. Post, by the way, plus 14 in 6 minutes last night. So fun with small sample sizes. He didn't really do anything in those minutes. He had 1 rebound. That was it in 6 minutes. But when he's on the floor, like, clearly things went well. So I again, I think the knowing how athletic and how up and down Minnesota's capable of being, and knowing that like when they slow the game down, it's not like Rudy Gobert becomes this impossible to deal with offensive force. Do you just slow the game down if you're Golden State? Try to make sure you get good shots, hit a high percentage, even if it's a lower number of total volume than you typically get. Set your defense and make life miserable for them offensively and try to ride that. That would be my game plan. But Steve Kerr's getting paid a lot more money to be a lot smarter than me, and he knows his team a lot better. But that's I think, how I would treat it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to run through Jimmy. You got to run through Draymond. It's not going to be the same kind of, run and gun that you have with Steph Curry. And even with him, like, it's not necessarily run and gun.
You have to change your offense. Like, yeah. Instead of being a motion offense where everything is built off of Steph's movement, you just say, like, everybody spread out. Ball's going to Jimmy at the high post. You know, as Jimmy said, by the way, real things today is all Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield, and I can't wait for it. But, like, you know, Buddy, you're not a cutter. But, like, Pajemski is. Draymond is. Post can space the floor. Buddy can space the floor. And, you know, Moody's a great cutter. Kuminga's a great cutter. So there's things you can do. Yep. Yeah, GP is an unbelievable cutter. So definitely things the Warriors can do. Going to be a lot of fun to watch the chess match in the series without Kerr. And then we'll see what happens when we get back. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll preview tonight's action in the NBA as round two continues. Up next, though, The Ringer's Todd McShay.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.